Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your girl, Aramoix Rose, and we are in the Goddess Lounge. It is a beautiful winter Wednesday here in Detroit, Michigan, and I just want to say to you all that I am eternally grateful for all of your love and support for both the Goddess Lounge podcast and Aramoix Rose Creations. So really quick for my new listeners, if you are not following me on Instagram or Twitter or even Clubhouse, please be sure to do so at the Goddess Lounge Podcast. For those of you who are wanting to book readings, do journaling sessions, you know, get some meditation in, get some insight, purchase some body butters and oils and stuff like that, you can go to aramoixrosecreations.com, and the site has everything you need. Even if you just want to take a peek and see what I'm about, you most definitely we'll see that there. Okay. So once again, those inquiring about booking readings, trying to get products, aramoixrosecreations.com is the place to go. And you can also follow my business Instagram at aramoixrosecreations LLC on Instagram. Okay. So before we get into this title on this beautiful Wednesday, I also want to let you guys know that, never let your dream die. Victory is truly a mindset. And with that being said, guess what today's episode is about? It is about having a victorious mindset. So today's title is Victory is a Mindset. That is a statement. That is not an opinion. That is what it is that it is. So really, really quick, guys. Okay. I'm going to share some things with you guys. Those of you who already know my story, know my background culturally, know my upbringing, you know, you guys know that, you know, for the ones who are new. Okay. I grew up in a Cuban Jamaican household. Okay. Here in the States at that. So I grew up a lot differently, a little bit more strict. I had, you know, obstacles and circumstances like everyone else. However, somehow, some way, I always managed to take the nothing, the residue of it that may have been heavy or may have been a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like it may have been dealing with grief or dealing with low self-esteem or dealing with brokenness, no matter what it was, you know, recovery from abuse. Like there's so much that went into that. Okay. It's just somehow, some way, I always came out of it with a smile on my face. You know what I'm saying? I feel like my life is the depiction of grace under fire. And it's funny because that is literally the way I describe myself to people. So what I want to talk to you guys about is that a lot of times we hate to admit it, but the conditioning, okay, the conditioning of our minds and how we are taught, or the lack of teaching, it shapes the way we perceive things, and it shapes our perception of our reality, right? And in that, because of what we've been through, what we've endured, what we've conquered or what we haven't conquered, we tend to make decisions in our day-to-day life that fits that scenario. But what happens when we change the narrative? What happens when we get back in control and we take life by the horns and say, you know what? I am victorious. I am more than a conqueror. There is nothing that can stop me. What is for me is for me. And with my ancestors on my side, with the divine creator having my back, you know, those of us who practice ATR, you know what I'm saying? With my Orishas on my head, like there's nothing I can't obtain. There's nothing I can't do. And whatever denial I get, it was for the best. It was not for the worse. What happens when we take on that type of mentality versus they told me no again, so I'm done. I'm gonna take this as a sign to quit. Or they, I'm not getting the shares and follows that I like. So, you know, maybe this isn't for me. I say this all the time. I probably say this on every episode, but to whom much is given, much is required. And I don't care what book it's from. It's fact. It's true. You know, Nothing in life comes easy, and nothing in life is completely free. It's always some type of, you know, price. Okay. You want to make more money. That might mean less time with your family. How do you balance that as a parent? You know what I'm saying? But a victory is the mindset. You figure it out. You know what I'm saying? You keep going. You keep switching the routine until you obtain the balance it is that you're seeking. Another example is, you know, you want to compete in a competition or you want to run a 5K. But in order to do that, you can't be eating burgers and fried chicken and, you know, pig back or whatever everybody eat nowadays. Like, you know, it's discipline. It's self-control. So I say all of this to say this is the time where victory needs to be the mindset. There is nothing you cannot do if you put your mind to it. Okay. And I know it sounds cliche and cookie cutter, but here's the thing. What they fail to tell you is your mind is not the only thing that has to be put into it. You got to put your mind to it. You got to put your heart into it. You got to keep your hands busy with that thing that you claim you desire. And you have to necessarily, this is so important, necessarily pray on it. Petition on it. Work your magic, okay? What are we doing? What are we really doing? Like, this is not the time to tiptoe. This is the time to march. And in marching, you're marching towards your victory. Go get that degree. Girl, you working on them gains? Girl, go ahead. Go ahead and add them pounds. Pop that squat. Sir, you're working on, you know what I'm saying, starting an organization to mentor young Black boys so that they don't get lost in our prison system. Do your thing. Even if you got to do it by yourself. Uh-huh. See, that's the part we don't like, because we never really realize how much work goes into the thing we want to be victorious in until we're working it. We have an idea of what we want the outcome to be, correct? But we don't think about the in-between. It's like reading the book and the book having a whole separate message, and you see it. You see what's in between the, you know, what's in between the lines, but you don't acknowledge it. So it's not embedded. It's not in your mind. You're just looking at the story for what it is versus looking at the story for what it's trying to tell you. And that's how we have to look at this. If I want to be a successful author, if I want to be a good spiritualist, if I want to please, you know what I'm saying, my ancestors and my lineage, and I'm trying to break generational curses and elevate my people, and I'm trying to obtain victory in doing so. In order for me to do that, guess what I got to do? I got to be comfortable with constructive criticism. I have to be comfortable with feedback. I have to be comfortable with doing the work and change. Because we can't obtain the things we want that are great and not be comfortable with change and transition. It's going to happen. It's inevitable. But when victory is your mindset, instead of a, oh shit, this just happened, it's more of a, wow. Okay, spirit, I see you. That's cool. Got a little hiccup. Okay, cool. I know what to do from here. There is a certain confidence that comes with having a victorious mindset. And it's amazing to me because in my opinion now, having a victorious mindset and a humble spirit to me is an amazing combination, because I'm humble enough to not be arrogant. I'm humble enough to realize that my victory is not just my victory. My victory will pave the way for others. My victory will allow me to, you know, employ some people one day. Maybe buy out a school that should have been a shelter that end up being a holding place for material. And that's just sitting there collecting dust when it can be used for something better. My victory may allow me to teach children who they are at the root and not what they've been conditioned to believe. It's not a coincidence that we are all seeking victory right now. We are all seeking, let's just be honest, validation. But what happens when you validate yourself and you restructure your life so that you can obtain the things you are asking for. You got to make room. You got to make room. Someone asked me the other day, how do you always keep a victory mindset? And truthfully, like I told this young lady, I said, I don't. I mean, you know, I have my moments just like everybody else. I have my moments I shut down. I have my moments that I feel like I want to throw in the towel, or I feel like, you know, maybe I'm in over my head. Maybe I'm doing too much too soon. Maybe I'm, you know, overthinking or obsessing. And I can't even tell y'all, every time I thought that, Spirit always found a way to come in and reassure me that I was on the right track. I mean, I go outside and find a feather by my door, or or I'll, you know, just take a minute to breathe, you know, give me a little something to calm my nerves, get a little elevated so I can relax a little bit. I meditate and I'll just get another idea. And then the idea will support what it is I'm trying to do. Sometimes I just have to step away for a couple of days and come back to it, and I'll come back to it with a whole different idea, but it obtains the same goal. And I know in my heart that the only reason that's able to take place is because, one, I have faith in myself, and I have faith in my ancestors. I have faith in my spirit guides. I have faith in those that love and support me. And because of that, because they have faith in me, because they take time out of their day to listen to what I have to say, because they take time to go to their bank account and support my business, okay? It pushes me because I don't want to let no one down. But more importantly, I don't want to let myself down. The desire to not let yourself down is a victorious mindset. We'll sit up here, y'all, and we'll get lost. We'll get so lost in social media. We'll be watching all of the little toxic shit that we make cute, because the only reason it's popular is because we make it popular. Let's be real here. We're sharing it. We're loving it. We're reenacting it. We're making it funny. We're making it, you know, trend on TikTok. But the truth is, after a while, when you begin to obtain victory and you begin to elevate in life and you begin to, you know, enjoy the fruits of your labor, you realize that it ain't so funny when it's real, when it was your story. It ain't so funny when you and Boo Boo Kitty and, you know, Tyshawn is arguing in a love triangle and somebody get hurt. It ain't funny then when it's you, right? So I say that to say, if I'm not mistaken, I said last episode, we need to watch what it is we're feeding ourselves, not just in food, but in spirit, emotionally. Sometimes we gotta tell that friend that always calls us with the problem, not today, boo. I love you, but I don't have the energy or the capacity or the room to add your things to my plate that's already heavy. But what I will do is I'll pray for you, or I'll send, you know, lots of love and energy your way. Those of us who know what we know, I'll light a candle for you. But right now I need to deal with my own stuff. We gotta be comfortable saying that. And listen, part of having a victorious mindset is knowing when to speak your mind, knowing when to establish and enforce proper boundaries. There is no way in Sam, okay, that we should be uncomfortable saying, hey, so-and-so, right now at this moment, I have a lot going on and I know that you're in a rough spot right now, but right now I need to deal with me, and me giving you advice is not going to be conducive or productive right now. I think this time around, you might have to go within yourself. That's encouraging independence. That's breaking the emotional codependency that we get within our friend circles. Let's talk about it. It is very easy to become codependent on people when you're going through. Because honestly, it's not that we don't have the answers. Is that we don't sit still long enough to obtain the knowledge and wisdom so that we could apply it correctly. I had someone tell me, well, I didn't grow up with this and this, and I didn't grow up with this and that. And I said, it doesn't matter. You know what you consider right. You know what you consider wrong. Your body knows what feels right. It knows what feels wrong. But are you listening to it? Because you can't want victory and think you're gonna do nothing for it. You can't want a record deal and think you don't have to produce any content. You can't want healing and think you don't have to do the inner work. Think that you're perfect or that there's nothing wrong with you. You're going to have to look in the mirror and really look at yourself. And you got to look at the things that make you cringe, that make you uncomfortable. Things that you're going to have to actively work on daily. Every day won't be perfect. Every day won't be smooth. You won't get it all like that. It doesn't happen overnight. Success and victory is about commitment. It is about discipline. It is about devotion. It's about finishing what you started. How bad do you really want it? And please do not be mistaken, but a victorious mindset applies to every area in your life. If spiritually I want to grow and I know I got some people in my life or I know I got some things that I'm doing, some bad habits that I've started that I need to change, I have to take accountability and take the time to look within myself and say, you know what? Check yourself, sis. You slipping up. Take a few deep breaths and start over because that ain't it. That's lukewarm. And since when we entertain lukewarm energy, sometimes a victorious mindset will have you doing things that you really ain't comfortable doing, like having a backbone and speaking up for yourself respectfully. Hey, such and such, you know what? When you said this like this, it made me feel this way, and that didn't sit too well with me. Now, granted, I could have misunderstood you, but I just wanted to get some clarity on what it is you meant when you said this so that I don't make an assumption and make a fool out of myself. And if it turns into anything else but a conversation with a peaceful solution, cut that cord. A victorious mindset helps everything. It'll help your assertiveness when you are trying to obtain anything in your life, whether that be, like I said, material wealth, whether that be knowledge and wisdom, whether that be patience, whether that be, healing in a relationship, whether that be a clean house, you know? Because you have to talk to yourself. You got to sit there and say, self, am I going to procrastinate or I'm going to get up and get it done? And then just be done with it. And then create a routine where it works. And I'm consistent. Or like Big Sean said, I'm consistently consistent. One thing I love about Detroit is that you can't out-hustle a Detroiter. And when I say that, the grind, the drive, the this door don't work, I'll go to the next one, is very real out here. However, we got a downside too. We have a group of people that encourages and uplifts. And then we got a group of people that just knock each other down, realizing that now nobody's getting nowhere because all y'all doing is knocking people down. But those that do the work, those that uplift one another, those that collab, okay, I've been seeing some beautiful collaborations, those who aren't afraid to share their resources because they know what's meant for them is for them, those who are diligent. I have so much respect. Why? Because they understand the power of a victorious mindset. They don't accept any excuses. They take what life gives them and they make it into something amazing. And I'm sitting up here talking to you. Yes, you who listening right now. You feel your heart speeding up? You got chills going down your back? Like a little tingle around your neck and shoulder area? You know why? Because this is for you. Because you are victorious. You are not a victim. You are not poor. Okay, you just haven't received your royalties yet, but you get there. Don't worry about what Tammy, Susie, Becky, and, you know, Shauna, Kelly, and Amy stuff look like. Don't worry about that. Worry about what your plate look like. Remember I talked about that table. Don't let your food get cold monitoring somebody else's. Don't be staring so hard at somebody else's table trying to see if their foundation is solid when yours is a little rocky. Unlearning is a beautiful but hard process. It is definitely something that I believe keeps you being a student of life. I don't feel like you ever know it all. You will never know it all because the world is always changing and evolving. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, when thinking about the victorious mindset, you got to really want it. By any means necessary, go get it. Don't settle. You are a divine being. You're here breathing. Your heart is beating right now while somebody else has just stopped. And we really take that shit for granted. And for what? To say we got a Birkin bag? To say we beat up so-and-so? We took out so-and-so? We was on a block and half of these blocks getting sold off. So, and we're not even about to have access to them anymore. We're going to have to relocate. So please help me understand, what are you really trying to be victorious at? What is it that pushes you, that gives you that drive, that makes you get into that mode where you just zoned out? What is it that motivates you? Is it your children? Is it your grandmother, your mother? Is it, what is it? Find that thing. Whatever it is that keeps you motivated, make it your screensaver. If you got a house you're trying to buy, I don't know why, because I just heard keys out of nowhere. Anyone who's trying to obtain a house right now, the house that it is that you are looking for, manifesting is very real. Find that house or the one like it, closest to it. Make it your screensaver on your phone, on your desktop. Print a picture out of it. Put it on the refrigerator. Those of us that's working on our weight, the result we want for ourselves, let's put it somewhere we can see it every day. You have to visualize it. Think, feel, see. And then get your hands busy. And not in an obsessive way where you're just constantly worried about, is it going to work? Is it going to do this? Are we going to do this? Is it going to work out? Is it going to happen? No, more like, I've planted this seed. I'm going to do my part every day to nourish it and cultivate it so that it can grow beautifully and produce fruit. And with this fruit, I'm going to be, you know, making juices, making smoothies, making pies, making food, adding it on salads. Do you get how many ways that fruit can go? That is my point. That one seed you planted becomes roots after a while. And it grows. And that tree gonna have many branches of fruit. And some of you have the ability to take fruit and feed a nation. Because you're just that powerful. You're just that intelligent. You're that gifted. You're that anointed. You're that blessed. Some of you have hands that whatever you touch is prosperous. But it is the lack of discipline and self-control that holds you back. Get out of your own way. Just move to the side. Because ultimately, what do you have to lose? You're going to be back where you are now? Even now is a big step from where you were. The small victories count too. But use the small victory as a pedestal for the big victory you're really trying to obtain. Today is a victorious day. Today, everything you do from here on out, I proclaim, will prosper. And you tell yourself that every day until you get what it is you desire. But you have to understand that balance in time, energy, and resources, discipline, self-control, consistency, you know, the hard stuff. All of that is the key to getting there. When you go looking for a car, you ain't just gonna pick anyone. You're going to look at that Carfax. You're going to check them tires. You want to test drive it because you want to see that it is safe and that you're not getting no lemon, right? Treat your life and yourself the same way. You are valuable. You are of high quality. The beauty and energy is that it can always be shifted or transmuted. So those of you who know, take them spiritual baths. Get your mind right. Meditate, go journal, go do some grounding. Those of you, you know what I'm saying, go get your readings. Those of you who pull for yourself. See what your people got to say to you and move on it. It's not over. It's not over. And the fact of the matter is you wouldn't be here if it was. You owe it to yourself to see that you can accomplish something that you want for yourself. It's very easy for us to do things for other people. But what happens when it's something we desire? And I ain't talking about no desire that I shared, you know, that you share with everyone, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? No, I'm talking about those real desires. The ones that don't nobody know you cry about in the middle of the night. The ones that don't nobody know you think about. I know people who work in the medical field who got the hands, okay, to generate millions off of creating momentum and special events. And I watch them all the time, work, school, you know, manage their family. And this particular individual, she know who she is amazing. And got the potential to throw an event so doggone just elegant, so classy, that if she get the right clientele, she'll never have to ever look back again. But you can't make people do or believe what it is you've been granted the ability to see. Sometimes you just gotta plant a seed and let them do what they gonna do with it. Let's get real with ourselves. Let's get real with ourselves. And it's not to say you haven't been real. It's just saying, okay, enough of the rose-colored glasses bullshit. Let's take them off. Let's look in the mirror. You know, y'all sitting up here breaking up couples and asking for small stuff. I got asked a question that was real interesting. And this individual said to me, he said, Legba says, what do you ask God for? I said, huh? Say what now? And you know, for world peace. Yeah, if you know me, you know, I really do care about the things that happen in the world. I'll be acting like I birthed the world myself. But in all honesty, that question has been heavy in the forefront of my mind. And because I have been practicing and necessarily conditioning my mind to have a victorious mindset, I realized that the things I was praying even to God for, the things I was asking my Egun for, the things I was doing was not in alignment with what it is I knew I really wanted from the core of my heart and my soul. So you know what I had to do? I had to go back to the drawing board. I had to erase everything I thought I wanted and really sit on that and think about that. And let's just say, all it took was that question. And let's just say, now you couldn't pay me to not go after what it is I truly desire. You could try and do whatever you wanted. Nothing will get in the way of my victory. Everything I touch will prosper. Everything I do for my people and my community will have a long-lasting effect in the most positive way possible. Why? Because it is my heart's desire to see my people heal, to see my people grow and evolve and return to their roots, their culture. Part of a victory mindset, the biggest thing that I've learned, especially with that question being, you know, asked of me, is how real are we really if we could look and lie to ourselves about the things we desire? Part of having a victorious mindset is being truthful, being honest. I want to lose weight. I want that more than anything right now. And yeah, I'm dropping them pounds, but I can go a little harder. I could be a little lazy with the workouts. But how bad do I want it? I claim I want to be healthy, whole, and complete, but am I doing the work that supports it? I am, but have I been slacking off this last week? Hell yeah, I did, y'all. Bread gonna get me, you know what I'm saying? Pasta just be showing up looking all fine and stuff. Look, those of you who feel me, judge mama, I don't care. But the point is, when I see where I'm messing up, a person who is trying to obtain victory is going to fix it. They're going to do the work. They're going to say, you know what? I did this, this, and this. Now I need to discipline and do this. I need to detox. I need to remove this from the house, because if it's here, I'm going to indulge because I haven't mastered control yet. I haven't mastered self-control. Or, you know what? I do like pasta, but let me get a different version that might be a little bit healthier for me. It's just like a relationship. I know this person ain't good for me. We've been through a lot, but you know what? We've been trying. It's just not working out. What happens if I return some of what I'm giving to myself? Let's see what happens when I start doing that. Don't you know you were created to be triumphant? Don't you know that you are a living, walking, breathing entity on your own? You don't believe me? Look at the car you're driving in and think about the people that made it. The electricity, the railroad tracks. The things we eat, the hair products we use, someone created that. So if this whole world that we live so beautifully for, if it was created and people were building houses and blacksmiths were making weapons and machetes and swords and all that, what is stopping you from creating the reality you want for yourself? What is stopping you from going after that degree? What is stopping you from going after that type of happiness where you could look in the mirror and smile and glow and it's because of you? Whatever it is you're desiring to be victorious in, I strongly suggest and encourage you to look at yourself first and be honest with yourself. And this type of honesty is not for the weak. This type of honesty is a reality check. It's still the beginning of the year, so you still got time. You're still here. You're still breathing. And ask yourself, what is it that you need to do for you so that you can evolve and reach the goals you set out for yourself? That crown of victory, that crown of success, what is it you need to change within yourself? What habits do you need to break? What cords do you need to cut? For my spiritualist, what work do you need to do? Both spiritual and physical, because they go hand in hand. What do you ask God for? I remember being told growing up, I danced and I cheerlead, and I did cheerleading. And it's funny because when I was in Point Ballet, I remember being told by Carol Maruso, was her name. She said, Siamata, how you perform is based off how you practice. And how you practice is how you perform. Do it again. And I say that to you to say this. how you perform is based off how you practice. And how you practice is how you perform. Don't let that go over your head. So to my beautiful, victorious souls on this beautiful, beautiful Winter Wednesday, I wish you the clarity you need to understand and receive what has been spoken. I wish you peace and comfort in knowing that it's not over. I wish you love, happiness, and I pray that you are open to receiving the correction that shows up in multiple forms in your life, because without correction, you can't grow. And being able to take feedback, being able to take constructive criticism is a essential, if not the top part of the top three things we got to master to become victorious. Because we have all seen people reach many places in this life and fall because they couldn't take the feedback. They couldn't listen. They couldn't hear. They stopped practicing. So they started performing. And the performance just wasn't what it was. I always say, do it with passion or don't do it at all. How bad do you really want it? How you practice is how you perform. And that's all there is to it. With that being said, don't fall prey to other people's expectations. Pace yourself and do you. Honor your energy. Establish those boundaries. Get yourself on a routine, on a schedule that works for you and your household. And go conquer that shit. Wear your crown. Wear it proudly. And understand that too much is given, much is still required. I love y'all. I wish y'all nothing but peace, love, joy, happiness, and all the good stuff. But I also wish y'all strength, comfort, and understanding. Because duality is inevitable as well. If you felt this message was for you, please be sure to share this episode on your platforms. Those of you who felt it might not have been for you but could be for somebody else, please feel free to share this episode on your platforms. Know that I do it with love or I don't do it at all. Okay? So, I will be back with another episode. And we're going to start this series. And guess what this month's series is? Black love, y'all. We getting into it. Relationships, sex, situationships. And we are going to talk about the spiritual aspect of all of these things. So I look forward to bringing you some dope content. And I hope you guys have a beautiful, prosperous, wonderful day. Peace. And I love y'all. And remember, you got this. You was born to be victorious. Don't let nobody else tell you nothing different, okay? Bye.